Good deal. Well, you guys had an auction recently. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we did yesterday. We had both land and some personal property. We sold a couple tracts of land. We had one, track one was 315 acres and track two was 158 acres. Both of those sold pretty good. Great successful auction. Track one sold for around $3,600 an acre. Track two sold for around $5,500 an acre. So another great successful auction. And that auction was done live only. So there's different options when we do these. We can do the live auction, we can do the online, or we can bring them both together and have what they call a hybrid auction and do it both ways. So depending on what's best fitting or even the seller's preference, in this case, they their preference was to do an a live auction only. So that's how we had done this one. So they all work great, and every property kind of has its own unique way of selling it. So sometimes just an online auction's real suitable, but sometimes a live and a hybrid auction, bringing those together, are just a great way of selling a property. So anyways, yeah, everything went real good on that auction. The personal property, we had a bunch of farm equipment there. And farm-related items, and all that sold real well. And it was a real successful day, other than it was just a little bit windy up there. But other than that, we had a great, great sale, great crowd, great turnout for it all, and overall a success. So.
No, that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about some of properties, I've been mentioning that property in Sedan that we've had up for sale. That one is now under contract, so I just wanted to talk about that, let everyone know that one's under contract now. Let's see, got a property coming up for sale in the Odishe. It's 20 acres just right north of there. So going to have that one coming online here soon. Got some interested people already just hearing that it's coming online. So I don't think that one's going to last very long. I think that one will go pretty quick. So, anyways, yeah, so I was going to talk a little bit about just auctions what's the suitable for auctions, what property should be sold by auction, So to answer that question, because, you know, we get that a lot. We have a lot of people that call and ask, you know, if we should take their property to auction. And it really depends on, once we get out there and look at the property and evaluate it, is it better to go by auction? Certainly about all of them could go to auction, but the question is, what's best for the seller? Should we take it to auction? Is it best to sell it there, or is it best to sell it online and just as a traditional listing? And certainly there's a big difference of which way you should go. I mean, because certain properties that are hot, that's well desired, maybe those you should be looking at auction on those. Maybe not on a property that's a little tougher to sell. Maybe due to some of the characteristics of the property, maybe it's better to put it online and just list it as a traditional listing. So, but again, most properties are very sellable by auction. So it's just something that if you're considering, it's best to get us out there to look at it, and we can talk about it. But now we do it either way. We can put them online, traditional listing, as far as just putting them out there as just a regular listing. We do that as well, but we certainly do a lot of auction, both in personal property and real estate. So anyways, it's best to give us a call. We'll come out and we'll take a look at it. So in some of the situations, why would a seller take their property to auction? It might be a great way to get the sell over with quickly. Maybe the seller may be in need of cash soon, or maybe just maybe they're moving out of state and they want to get rid of it quick and be done with their property instead of having those carrying costs of still keeping it up and maintaining it and all that. It may be just someone that wants to liquidate, you know, like what we did yesterday was just someone that had passed away, and that's the way he left it for it to be liquidated by auction, you know, and all done and over with, kind of in one shot type of thing. And that works out real well. So maybe some people are just real auction-minded, so that might be another reason why someone wants to do auctions. There's several different reasons. I think probably one of the best reasons to go by auction is probably because you just don't know where things can go. You know, there's no cap on how high the property will go, and so it's a real accurate way of seeing what the market actually is. A great option. I mean, maybe you think that the property, you know, you should be getting $3,500 an acre for your property, but you know, you take it to auction and maybe you're surprised it hits closer to $5,000. You know, just an example of how things can go, because everything is it, depending on how big the property is. The location is as important as everyone knows in real estate. Location, location, location. But anyways, you know, that's the beauty of auction, though, is it just leaves the top wide open. So I love it. I think it's a great option. But that doesn't mean that every property is best suitable for that. So, and auctions used to be thought of more, you know, as a way that if there was a property that was having problems, you know, that was in some type of distress, and that's why it was being taken to auction. And maybe years ago, that's more what they were doing. I'm not for sure, but nowadays, it's a real kind of smart way of selling your property. Because, again, you know, like we were talking about, there's not a top on it. It could kind of go anywhere. So, you know, it's that's kind of how the auctions are today. And to make the auction successful, there needs to be several things. You know, one thing I can think about is getting the realistic expectations, you know, meaning we're doing some homework about how much the property is going for in that area. What should we expect at auction? You know, you certainly don't want to go in there with hopes that something's worth $5,000 an acre, but in reality, you know, everything that's sold around it, you know, has sold for $2,500 an acre. You know, you want to make sure that the seller is realistic into what they should be looking to get out of their property.
Sure, and, you know, people can get emotionally attached and wrapped up in, you know, if they're selling their property or house or even some of the personal possessions, that sort of thing. So I think this an auction, you know, can kind of level the playing field in some ways.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And, you know, also it's been a great way for families. We've seen where families were left with their parents' estate. And even the families were having trouble figuring out who should get what. Relating back to the real estate, but also personal property. So they got all this stuff and they can't figure out who should get what, what's fair. So I've been called several times to come and help that out. Just let's have an auction. If we want it, they said, we'll just have to buy it. You know, that's a pretty fair way of doing it. Yeah, it's there's so many great angles on the auction. I love them because they're so fitting for so many different situations. And I'm not saying all, because there's going to be times where I say, well, it ain't right to do an auction. But for so many situations, it's really appropriate. So, you know, it's one of them things we come together and talk about all them different things and figure out what's the best thing. Is it auction? You know, if it is, let's move forward with it. Let's get that part going. So, You know, it's again, you know, if you got questions with, you know, considering auction and kind of how they work and what that would look like for your property, how we should do it online or live or both, however, you know, just give us a call. Be happy to talk to you, answer any questions you have about that. Again, you know, we specialize in farm and ranch sales. So that might be an auction, that might just be enlisting. You know, give us a call, do a lot of personal property auctions, and we have another one. Our next one will be coming up on November the 12th, and that's going to be in Neodesha, and we'll have some pretty good items in there. We got some trucks, some tractors, there's some farm equipment stuff in there, I know. Some trailers, some lawnmowers, you know, just kind of an array of different things. There's some antiques. There's some old coins that are going to be there. A lot of Coca-Cola stuff, cast iron. There's quite a bit. Get on our website if you guys want to check that auction out, sungrouprealestate.com. You can get on there and find that and get more pictures. You can also get on Facebook. And that's Keith Beaumont, realtor/auctioneer-Sun Group Inc. Get on Facebook. There'll be a lot more pictures on there. I get a lot of stuff on there, and I usually put all of our listings, upcoming auctions, land auctions, and stuff like that on there. So you can find a lot, but either place is a good place to go to look at that. So then also we'll have an auction after that on December the 3rd, I believe it is, that first Saturday in December. And that's going to be a really big auction. We're going to have a lot of good stuff on there. And I don't get that posted online yet. That will be probably coming up here this next week for sure. It'll be up on online. But that's going to be a big auction. That's going to be up in Augusta. And that's going to be one of those I think we're probably going to have to run two rings to get through all the stuff. And that'll probably be kind of an all-day event. And we're going to have some real estate that day, too, on that. We're going to sell the property. There's a house, and I believe about 20 acres there with it, and we'll auction that off at noon. So, again, you can check that out when we get it all posted up, just kind of letting everyone know what we got coming up in the future, what to look forward to, and we should, like I said, have that coming up here next week. We'll get that online. So, but that's pretty much what's going on in our world. If anyone's got any questions, just give me a call directly on my cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Best way to get a hold of me. We've got a location in El Dorado, our main office, but the office that I work at is in Fredonia, and we're just right downtown Fredonia from the courthouse. We're just kind of north and west a little bit, downtown on that square, so feel free to stop by. Again, my phone number is 316-680-5131, and check out our website, sungrouprealestate.com. And if you got any questions, like I said, just let me know. You need more information on something, shoot me a text, give me a call, however, it don't matter. I respond either way, so let me know.
All right. Well, Mr. Keith Beaumont, always a pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to chatting here again next week. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a good week ahead.
Okay, James, same thing. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a great one. Thanks so much for coming on. And that's Keith Beaumont with Sun Group, and we are so glad to have him on our Ask the Experts segment. So we will continue on with Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690.